Hey there, everybody. You are tuned in to the Saturday Splash, your weekly dose of all things wet, wild, conservation, sustainability. If we're talking about taking care of our land and being good stewards, you have the answer here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. See what I did there?
That was very, very clever, Maddie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So we are talking today about watersheds and water. And let me ask you guys out there, who likes clean water?
I do.
I do. Well, I can hear the masses screaming all the way from the radio station. We love clean water, right? We like to drink it. We like to swim in it. We like to bathe it. We like to water our plants with it, etc., etc., etc.
You sound like the king and I.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you. The queen of water.
Yes.
I would say. All right. So let me ask you guys out there. Does anybody know what a watershed is?
I'm going to guess that it's the tool shed where you keep your water implements.
The shed that holds water, right?
No.
Wrong. This is a very, very important concept, especially when we're talking about water quality and keeping our water clean. We all like that. So a watershed, I want everybody, whether you're driving a car, whether you're sitting at home, look down. Guess what? You're in a watershed.
What?
You're in a watershed, whether you're at home, whether you're at work, whether you're at play. So a watershed, it's a simple concept. It's an area of land where all the water that falls in it, such as rainwater, snow, sleet, hail, any kind of precipitation, the water falls on the land and it drains to a common outlet. And by outlet, this might be a river, this might be a lake, but all of the water that falls in an area of land all drains to the same common waterway.
Like, for instance, it could be the Reedy River.
That's right. It's defined by gravity. So let's say we're standing in a valley, and on your left you see a mountain, and on your right you see a mountain. Well, rainwater falls, gravity brings that water down into the lower point of the valley where you're standing, where there just so happens to be a river. And eventually all of those rivers are going to flow out into the ocean. Did you know that you could hop in the Reedy River downtown in Greenville and make your way all the way to the Atlantic Ocean?
I did know that. I had a friend who actually did that trip in a canoe. He did have to pull it out of the water many times, and where it was not, there wasn't enough water in the river to continue. But he did make it eventually all the way down to Charleston.
Yeah, you go from the Reedy. The Reedy meets up with the Saluda down to Lake Murray near Columbia. The Congaree River flows into Lake Marion, which flows into Lake Moultrie, which flows into the Cooper River. And there you are down in the Charleston Harbor. You pass by Fort Sumter and bam, you're swimming with the sharks and the turtles in the Atlantic Ocean.
But will you see the rockets' red glare? I don't know. Maybe.
Depends on what time of year we're talking.
It's 4th of July. You might.
Sure. Yeah. So anyway, all the water in the watershed eventually makes its way out into the ocean. So when we go and we do a lot of school programs and we ask kids, where does our water come from? A lot of kids think, oh, well, it comes from the ocean. It comes from the water system. All right.
Greenville water is actually the answer we get more often than not.
Which is true. Our water is coming from Greenville water if we're here in the Greenville area. But where does it come before that? Greenvillians, did you guys know that we have some of the cleanest water in the entire country? In fact, Greenville's water has been named the best tasting drinking water in South Carolina many, many times over. There's an annual South Carolina Environmental Conference down in Myrtle Beach, and Greenville wins pretty regularly number one drinking water in the state. It then moves on to a national competition. In 2011, Greenville's water won the best of the best drinking water in a national competition at the American Water Works Association. And this was in Boston, Massachusetts in 2011. We beat out Denver. We beat out Anchorage. We beat out Louisville. All the water. We beat all the water. We were number one in the country.
It's because we're awesome.
That's because we're awesome. And it's also because here in Greenville, we take amazing care of our water. Did you guys know that our water primarily comes from two large reservoirs up in the mountains?
I did know that.
That's right. We've got 26,000 acres of pristine watershed located about 25 miles north and northwest of the city of Greenville, right in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains.
And what's interesting is you can drive through the watershed, But you cannot stop. You cannot get out of your car. There is no human contact allowed up there because we're interested in keeping the water so very, very clean.
That's right. It's a very well-protected area. So there's no residential areas, no commercial, agriculture, or industrial facilities. Basically, there's the water, and that's pretty much it. So it's continuously guarded to prevent trespassing and contamination. I appreciate that.
Me too.
So the water up there is first filtered naturally in these forested areas, and then they collect in outcropping springs. Those springs flow into rivers, which are carried into two man-made reservoirs. So we've got the Table Rock Reservoir and the North Saluda Reservoir.
How many of you guys have ever been to Table Rock State Park, I wonder? Because yeah. You can see the reservoir from Caesar's Head. You can look across and you can see part of the reservoir.
Yeah, so very clean water. Good news.
And the North Saluda Reservoir, that was placed in service in 1961, and a pumping station was added in 73. So we've been getting water out of that reservoir for 43 years. Yeah. See, I did instant math in my head.
Yeah, I love it. Did you guys also know that here in the state of South Carolina, we have no natural lakes? They're all man-made. It might be for drinking water, might be for hydroelectric power, depending where you go. But yeah, that's right. All of our lakes, they're a lie. They're actually reservoirs. A reservoir is a man-made lake. A lake is a natural lake. You get a lot of natural lakes up in like the Great Lakes. Those are natural lakes. Glacial lakes, those are natural lakes. But no, down here in the South, we dig a bunch of holes, dam up the rivers and fill them up with water.
And what do the dams actually do? The dams hold the water in the lakes.
They do.
And some of them are used, as you mentioned, for hydroelectric power. That is the Duke Energy plant.
That's right. If you get your power from Duke Energy, a portion of that comes from hydroelectric power. Water falling over the dam and creating electricity.
Yep, with giant turbines and stuff. And Maddie, you're going to learn about that too.
This is true. We will have a future segment all about hydroelectricity. So if you have a specific question, give us a shout. On our website, SaturdaySplash.com, we can answer any of your water-related questions, or we can certainly try.
That's right. And so watersheds are a really big deal because what happens is the water falls down through the watershed and it feeds into these rivers, lakes, and streams. So people, I think, you know, a lot of times people don't understand that that also carries pollutants.
Oh, that's right. So any kind of, whether it be trash, oil, dog poop, any kind of pollutant, whether it's close to the river or far from the river, the water falling into the watershed picks it up and it dumps it right into the river. So people go down to the river and they see trash in the river. They say, wow, what careless, heartless person just threw their trash right into the river. Well, they may not understand that. Maybe they put their trash can out to the curb. Some of the trash escaped, or maybe some of it blew out of the trash truck and it hits the land, and water, gravity, wind, it all carries it into our local waterways.
Yeah, we have people, we have friends over at Lake Conesty who get letters very frequently that say, geez, I guess you guys just totally didn't know that this area X, blah, 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 is filled with trash. I can't believe that there were picnickers here that were just throwing their trash because they see stuff like, you know, like fast food containers and that kind of thing. And so they presume that people go to Lake Conesty, they have their food, and then they can't be bothered to pick it up. So they just throw it there. But what they're not realizing is that, no, it probably came from miles and miles upstream.
Yeah, if you guys haven't been down to Lake Conesty, it is south of Greenville City. Beautiful, beautiful park. It just recently got classified as a wildlife refuge.
And what does that mean?
That means we have protected wildlife. So that means you can't hunt, you can't catch, you can't trap, you can't harass any of the wildlife.
And they have many, many species of birds that show up there.
206 species of birds. So if you like birding, if you like hiking, Lake Conesty, check it out.
And our intern from last year was one of the people who discovered one of those species, who noted one of the species.
Two of the species.
Go Ben.
Yeah. Shout out to Ben Lamb. He's our former intern. He's now working at the International Crane Foundation.
And that's flying cranes, not bird construction cranes.
Although, you know, if you're in Greenville, the crane industry is a good place to be right now. Look at the skyline.
No kidding.
Crane City.
Well, you notice, too, that they have to put, when they're doing all that construction downtown, they have to put up those barriers. And that what is that for? That is to keep the construction debris out of our waterways.
Yeah, they're called silt fences. So you see here in South Carolina, we've got this very rich red clay-based soil. Well, when you do construction and you dig in a bunch of holes, you'll see all of the soil come up to the top of the landscape. And it erodes. It washes away. So construction companies have to put down these silt fences that basically keeps all of that soil in. That's because, the idea anyway, in the construction zone.
That's right, because we're all about keeping the water clean. And you may not have realized, but sediment can be a pollutant. So that's one of the things that we're very concerned with here in Greenville County with all of the new construction that we have going on. We want to keep our rivers clean.
That's true. Yes, we do. And the more people that we get, I mean, Greenville's building houses all the time. So we're getting a lot more people, which means we're going to have to be sharing our water with more people. Greenville Water Services, 350,000 residents of Greenville County.
That's crazy. And
it is.
And if you should happen to have, speaking of erosion, if you have erosion issues at your house, our district manager can come out and take a look and give you recommendations on how to fix your erosion issues so that we can keep our waters clean.
Yeah. So the Greenville County Soil and Water Conservation District is your local conservation district to help with land planning and land management. So whether you are a farmer, a landowner, or anything in between, we've got your back. Give us a call.
So stay tuned to Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WDGK The Answer.